Al Jazeera Podcasts.
An Israeli strike has targeted a popular market. At least six people were killed in that attack in Gaza City. Several others were injured. The Israeli military says it has launched what it calls a targeted operation on the outskirts of the Al-Nusrat refugee camp. At least five Palestinians have been killed in strikes that targeted a school and a residential building. And UNICEF says one of its vehicles was hit by live ammunition while waiting to enter northern Gaza. The aid agency says it's raised the incident with Israeli authorities. Well, the UN has sent a team to the city of Khan Yunis to assess the damage following the withdrawal of Israeli troops. As humanitarian aid slowly makes its way into Gaza, a trickle of produce along with aid supplies have been allowed to enter the northern areas of the Strip. Ongoing protests and debate on whether ultra-Orthodox Jews should serve in the Israeli military is threatening to bring down Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition government. The United Nations Security Council's Committee on the Admission of New Members has failed to reach consensus on whether to admit Palestine as a full member of the UN. Two-thirds of the committee were in favour, but the group could not reach a consensus required to make a recommendation to the General Assembly. The US says it's urging countries that have diplomatic relations with Iran to dissuade it from attacking Israel. Tehran has threatened retaliation after an attack on its embassy in Damascus, which it blames on Israel. The UN's nuclear watchdog has called for an end to drone attacks on the Zaporizhia nuclear plant in Ukraine. The International Atomic Energy Agency said drones hit a reactor building in Europe's biggest nuclear power station on Sunday. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been briefed about the flooding in southwestern Russia. He held a video call with the governors of the affected regions and the emergency minister. They told him the situation in Orsk has stabilized. Well, severe floods are affecting towns and cities across southern Russia and Kazakhstan after Europe's third longest river burst its banks. Thousands of people have been forced to flee their homes, often with little warning. The Ural River in the southern Russian city of Orenburg has reached record highs. Former American football star O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. His family said he died of cancer. Simpson was charged with killing his former wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend, Ronald Goldman, in 1994. He was acquitted, but later found liable in a separate civil trial.
On the Inside Story podcast, we examine Israel's years-long policy of assassinations after the killing of the family members of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Gaza. What impact does this have, or is this just about vengeance? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.